Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Saleya calling back from Keystone First.
Hi.
Is your supervisor available? I know it's a man that works here. I don't know if he's supervisor.
Yona?
I think he
leaves early on Fridays. The higher-ups leave early Friday, but what's going on?
I wanted to know, when did Ms. Deidre Reed leave for Texas? Because I know, like, me and him was touching base on this.
Yeah.
And then I want to know when he went out and did the pop-up visit.
Oh, I know he went out, let me see. I just had all those notes up. Give me 1 second. Sorry.
Okay. Because I want my story to make sense, and I want it to stick for when I terminate the service.
So, on December 8th, Aaron was scheduled for a home visit, and the client wasn't there due to a death in the family, and the caregiver, her and the caregiver are in Texas for an undisclosed amount of time. I advised the direct care worker to contact you, the MCO, to inform them of the transition and that the app will probably not take her clock-ins because of her location. And then apparently she said they flew out on Saturday night, so 12-8. Let's see. I don't know what day that
That's
was.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And they never informed me that they left.
They never said. Of course not, because everyone's shady these days. It's so frustrating.
It is. And even when I call them now, I just called them. And I said, well, are you home? She said, oh, we're planning on going another trip. What is traveling the world?
December 6th is when we were told she flew out. And let's see, she was in, but she was in another state at this time. Letting you know, okay, tried to call the caregiver. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, and then I see that her coordinator reached out to you on the 8th, or whoever her coordinator was at that time on December 8th. And it says that the service coordinator was not aware, and she'll contact them and confirm the Texas address and call me back.
Yes.
And as long as they're not out of the country, it's fine. But you're only allowed a certain amount of visits, right?
Yep, 30 days.
30
mm-hmm.
days, yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, I did inform them that, but they never called me. Like, that's the whole thing. They never called me. That's the whole thing. Like, I'm so furious
yeah.
right now.
I know, because then this happens to me all day, and then my boss is like, well, what happened? What did you do? I'm like, I didn't do anything. These people are crazy. Boy. All right. Yeah, and then you did speak to Yona on January 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And then Erin tried to do a pop-up on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, I can't come to the door. I'm in a shower and something.
Yeah, she said there was, that time there was no answer. And there was just two sets of shoes outside the door. And then she called her back after 5:30 and said that she was back in Pennsylvania. That was the same day. And she was hesitant in her answer and didn't sound as if she was telling the truth. I explained to her the reason for the services on hold, informed her that I was out of the home and didn't get an answer. She said that she was not at home today, but would not say where she was. He tried to schedule to come out tomorrow, and then to get the client to sign the agreement, and then she said that it was not good because she has too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then something about she needs an ID card and her mail is not coming to her home. She just kept going around in circles. It would never say where she was or when she would be back.
But I already told Yona that they were still in Texas, and they were planning a trip to the Bahamas during then.
Fun. I wish I could travel like that.
And then I asked them today where she's at home. She said, no, we're planning another trip.
Well, no, then you don't. Then clearly you don't need home care services.
That's what I told her. And I said, well, do you ever think about just moving to Texas? Well, my daughter has a home down here. So now just all of it is making sense. So you don't need the services. I said these services are for you to in your home.
Yeah.
You can't take them on the road with you.
Oh, so crazy. Yeah, so that's the extent of the messages in her file.
Okay. Alrighty. Yep. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.